Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Let me ask you, when was the last time you did an overview of your business? You know, I'm always amazed at how busy business people are, and they're so busy that they never take a look at their business. So let me give you an example of what I mean about life and business. You probably know someone who recently has had a child, and an infant child, and you take a look at that child, and that child is perfect. Or maybe they're 2 years old or 4 years old, and they're absolutely adorable. And the parents, they think that this child is the most intelligent child in the world. And the grandparents, well, the grandparents can't gush enough about their grandbaby, about how wonderful the grandchild is, how beautiful it is, how smart it is, how it's going to do great things in the world. But of course, the baby is just a child. It's going to grow up with the successes. It's going to grow up with challenges. It's going to grow up with things that it has to overcome. But that's not what the parents or grandparents see. What they see is an absolutely perfect child, a child that they've been blessed with, been gifted with. It's just a miracle. And that's sometimes how we see our business. We see our businesses as being perfect. We created them. We made them happen. We've stayed up nights with them. We've nurtured them. We've been through the bad times with them. But we don't take a look and take an overview of what's really going on in our business. Is our business current? Are our marketing materials current? Do we really see the economy the way we should? Do we see our employees the way we should? And the big question is, do we see ourselves as CEOs, presidents, and business owners and managers of that business are the way we should be? Are we in a position where we are absolutely putting ourselves in the right frame of mind to succeed? Or are we just being illusionary, like everything's going to be fine? I don't need to change. I don't need to do anything. All I need to do is show up in the morning and be. And that's not the case. We need a strong overview of your business. We need to find out what's working, and we need to find out what's not working. And you need to do it consistently, not just once in a while, but have a plan. I'm going to look at this every quarter. I'm going to look at it every 6 months. I'm going to look at every 3 months. I'm going to have someone else look at it and tell me what they see. Because the one thing that we can never get back, which you've heard over and over again, is time. When we lose time, then pretty much we aren't in a position of absolutely getting it back. You can't. You can get more money, you can get more product, you can create business, you can buy property, but you can't get time. So it's really important to take a strong look at your business with an absolute objective eye so that you can continue to be successful in the future. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.